Opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. Welcome. Out of LeeHoman.com, utility company lays it to the line for customers. Take the Orwellian smart meter or freeze. This was on December the 5th, Monday. And leading up to the Thanksgiving holiday, Dominion Energy in Virginia threatened to disconnect electricity to scores of homes and actually did disconnect at least half a dozen of the owners who did not agree to accept a smart meter on their homes. And the Virginians for Safe Technology, based in Fredericksburg, said that the households are located in seven counties, including Petersburg, Fauquier, Prince William, Flavanna, where are all these Virginia? They have some strange names there. Albemarle, Henrico, and Spotsylvania counties. Customers swapped out their smart meters for analog meters and are now left without electricity. So, boy, I didn't know there were that many strange names in Virginia. But anyhow, that just caught me off guard, sorry. Jenny DeMarco, Communications Director for the Virginians for Safe Technology, stated in a press release, Dominion has crossed the line. When families taking responsible steps to protect themselves and their children have their power cut off in the middle of November, local police and sheriff's departments are escorting the corporations doing so. And the government and regulatory agencies stand idly by. That's pretty strong. It's a strong signal that our system is broke. It's not broke, according to the article. It's not broke. It's been hijacked. And Milton Williams, on a video on YouTube on the 8th of November, showed letters from Dominion threatening to shut off his family's electricity if he did not allow the utility to install a smart meter in his home. The electricity was shut off November 10th. Is still off. He's in a dire predicament. Yeah, he's going to freeze. But what do you do against the system? What do you do about, you know, I like this song, Monster, America, where are you now? Don't you care about your sons and daughters? Well, I'm afraid that this beast doesn't care about the individuals in this company, a country. It is a company. America is a company. According to the press release, the Virginia State Corporation Commission approved the statewide installation of smart meters in January of 2022 as part of the grid transformation plan. The reason I decided to start out with this article is because this is a forecast. This is a indicator of things to come. If they can do this in Virginia, they will be able to do this throughout the country, depending on who screams the loudest. He who screams and fights the loudest is going to keep these things off of their homes for a little longer. But sorry to say, here in Colorado, it's pretty much the standard on every home in this state. I'm sure the state agency didn't consult with Milton Williams or any of the other folks who thought they owned their homes and therefore exercise some degree of control over what type of monitoring devices get attached to them. Now, this is an interesting word, monitoring device. Most people don't realize smart meters are truly monitoring devices. Watching consumption, yes, of power, of electricity, whether or not you're growing hemp in your home, whether or not you're torturing people with high voltage machines of some kind, and they're able to see what type of digital equipment you have in your home, computer to smartphones, etc. Arian Mack of one of the cities in Virginia stated that his personal experience with Dominion, which informed him, they also informed him to get upgraded. His house had to have a smart meter. And it was installed, I think the way I'm reading this, without his knowledge or consent. He says, I have Lyme disease. I cannot function with the smart meter on my home. But Dominion wouldn't remove it, so I had to replace it with an analog by a trained professional. I had just gotten home and was recovering from minor cancer surgery when Dominion showed up to cut off my power. I called the police to help me instead of checking on my welfare. They stood laughing with the Dominion technicians while I cried and was forced to choose between a smart meter and no power. This is what the system does. This is the, the American people don't really understand what this beast is all about. But we're beginning to see, we're waking up. Many, many have awakened years and years and years ago. The others are just now beginning to wake up. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button. Accidents can happen at any time in any place. Preparing ourselves is critical to being able to respond with confidence. Serious bleeding events are scary, but having Bleed Stop handy can give you the edge. Just pour it directly in the wound and apply direct pressure. Clotting happens in seconds. KHNC listeners get 20% off on the products listed. Visit the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button. That's the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button. The P.E. Gun Show, December 10th and 11th, will feature a firearms giveaway both Saturday and Sunday. Show location is the Premier Events Expo Center at the Greeley Mall. Food all weekend, CCW classes, and daily firearms drawings. It's the perfect way to spend the day. For more details, see PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
I'll finish with this article, and it's par for the course when it comes to those who work in law enforcement. There are some good cops out there, according to the article, but we know that. But then you also have those in the corrupt establishment. Dominion smart meters can emit radiation bursts up to 190,000 times a day. 1,900 times a day, a small radiation burst. Health effects include ringing in the ears. I have my glasses on. What am I doing? Oh, my gosh, I got to take those things off. I had that problem yesterday. Keep putting my glasses on. I think I need them. And I don't know what I did, like a crutch. Okay. Health effects include ringing in the ears, leg cramps, balance problems, heart and eye issues, fatigue, headaches, nausea, vomiting, dizziness, disorientation. Just your basic curses. Children are the most vulnerable to the radiation exposure because their bodies are still developing and growing. Symptoms include headaches, persistent nosebleeds, fatigue, nausea, dizziness, sleep disruption, ADHD symptoms, weakened immune system, abnormal brain development, or no development of the brain. You know, on the here, we have many guests on that talk about what I'm presenting to you today, just kind of recap what they have been talking about for a year, 2 years, a bit longer. The smart meters. This is just kind of condensed, but we accept whatever the city, the county, the power companies, whatever they decide is best for them. It's not just about money. It's not just about making what happens with the bottom line. It is part of a program of slow murder. They know it's what they do. They know all of the CEOs of every electric company that has put smart meters on the homes, businesses. They know what the radiation, they know what these, it's a radioactive, I mean it's radar, it's microwave. They know what it does. They're aware of it, but they do what they're told because they get paid top dollar. So, anyhow, now to go on with another article, this was out of Zero Hedge. This was also on Monday. And Tyler Durden, I like his articles. And this is PepsiCo to lay off hundreds after price hikes as consumer strength is questioned. I was talking about people that don't have an income, that are dependent upon the government or upon social, the city, county, federal government. Their future is bleak. Their future is looking dim. Now, it says here that till the present, the majority of the layoffs have been focused in technology firms, banks, and the economy, according to the article. There are those that are saying that, like the president or the imposter, the economy is strong. However, tonight's news, let's see here. Well, how's that went? But a no less staple, meaning something that is in our diet every day, than PepsiCo, is to announce a major belt tightening, which suggests pain, and it's already spreading broadly across the United States economy. The Wall Street Journal reported that people familiar with the matter and they've documented, reviewed, that the giant firm will be cutting hundreds of jobs at its North American snack and beverage headquarters. Hundreds of jobs. As of December 25th last year, PepsiCo employed about 309,000 people worldwide, including about 129,000 people in the U.S. But a memo was sent that was viewed by the journal. PepsiCo told employees that the layoffs were intended to simplify the organization so we can operate more efficiently. That's always the case. Of course, the layoffs appear to be these layoffs. Boy, this is weird. Huh. Strange. Well, the decision comes just a few weeks after the company announced that it had raised prices on its snacks and drinks by 17% on average from last year. The consumer has very much stuck with our products in spite of the increases. In a world where there are many struggles and stresses, we are kind of an affordable luxury. So the Pepsi products are an affordable luxury. You may not be able to spend $5 to $10 on the coffee, quick coffee company of your choice. I don't want to mention names, but you can spend $2 on PepsiCo products, as far as the drinks and other things. In a world where there are many struggles and stresses, we are kind of an affordable luxury. I never considered Pepsi to be a luxury, but I guess you can actually say it is. There may be a point when the revenue growth slows down, Mr. Johnson said. We just have to be prepared for it. Do the layoffs mean that the consumer is cutting back further, or have margins been crushed, or even is there going to be more inflation? Well, time will tell. Now, there's another interesting article, because I'm going to kind of move into what's happening. I can't stop but gravitating toward China, toward the Ukraine, toward the Middle East. Strangesounds.org. There have been flights conducted almost daily. Is Xi delivering weapons to Putin? Russia is actively supplies something from China with an AN-124 cargo plane almost every day. The Russian Federation has deployed air bases to China, while AN-124's cargo planes frequently turn off their transponders. The strikes number the Antonov cargo planes. The striking number of Antonov cargo planes are currently operating between China and Russia. Well, I'll just interject this. China and Russia, they're being forced, pushed, pressed to work together to stop America's push into Ukraine, into Eastern Europe. China and Russia before they kind of worked things out, they had dialogue, but still they were enemies. 50 years ago, they were enemies. But now they're working together, because they have a common enemy, the West, not just America, but America's new 51st state, the EU. See, the EU now belongs to the United States. The EU is being told what to do. The EU is being pushed and forced to agree with, to work with America, CIA, military operations in Ukraine. They don't have a choice. They really don't. They're like a dog on a leash. They have to be directed wherever Empire wants them to go. that's where they go. And the same with NATO. They're continuing to attempt to increase NATO nations. Was it Sweden and Norway or Finland, the latest two nations that are considering joining? I think it was Finland and Norway. They're considering, or was it Sweden? I have to think about it. But Finland for sure. Then you have the old Soviet Georgia, and you have Ukraine. They are being directed, and things are being set up so that they can join the NATO empire. Another one of that's the 52nd state is NATO. The 51st state are the EU, the European Union. America is adding all of these states to this, to our present 50 state. We have 50 states. Now we have 51. Now there's an additional 52. Who's going to be next? Russia? No, Russia won't be next. But China and Russia are being forced to work together. They may have had problems. Those problems have been resolved. They are trying to stop what America's doing. And this is why China is now sending additional weapons to Putin. Additional. Because, you see, China has a big stake in this. If China can supply Russia, then that means Russia or America and the EU and NATO nations have to spend more money to put weapons in Ukraine. And China's strategy is, I believe personally, if there's conflict in Ukraine and Russia has everything she needs to continue the war, the conflict, then China is pretty much hedging and protecting what's going on in the Asian area, region, and Russia and China can focus on it's not easy just taking over Taiwan. They want to take it over. They're going to take it over. When they took over Hong Kong, there had to be a strategy ahead of time. There had to be a strategy with all the corporations that were in Hong Kong, international corporations. China didn't just move in and say, we take over. Hong Kong is ours. No, it was deeper than that. They had to go in to the corporations and put their operatives at the head, working with all the CEOs of these corporations. Then China had to go into the water departments, the sewer, to put in their people to learn all of the infrastructure, which for the most part they had a lot of people already in place. But the same thing is happening in Taiwan. Excuse me. Once they go into Taiwan, their strategy is we keep the machine moving. We don't shut down the plants. We keep the chips, continue to put out the chips, the technology, everything needed for the computers, everything needed for everything to run the economy. China just, they have to, it's kind of like the tide coming in. If the tide comes in too fast, people are in danger. So you have to bring it in incrementally. That's what China is planning to do in Taiwan, and they're getting ready to slowly move in. We'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050. Extension 116 and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050, extension 116.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Are you concerned about volatility in the stock market, especially with Joe Biden in office? Folks, Larry Elder here. What if you could invest in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market? A portfolio where you'll know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily, you're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your monthly income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this, there is no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Just contact my friends at YRefi. You can visit them, I have, and take it from me, the great Durski. They're trustworthy, honest, due diligence approved, and you can earn a fixed rate of return of up to 10.25%. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com, or call 855-316-3087. Click on investyrefi.com or call 855-316-3087. You'll be glad you did.
J-Day's Appliance is an independent local appliance dealer focused on Main Street, not Wall Street. We offer top brands at great prices, service and parts to help you keep your current appliances running. So think outside of the big box and think independent and save at J-Day's Appliance, located at 132 East 7th Street in Loveland, Colorado, or give us a call at 970-669-1357. You can also visit our website at jdaysappliance.com. That's the letter J, daysappliance.com.
Hey guys, this is Dave from One Day Closer.
And this is Mark.
Tune in to our new show every Saturday, 2 to 4 on 1360 AM.
We are going to be the voice of reason, bringing hope and light in this dark world.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
Do I never, ever think of it?
As a feeling human being, with your bachelor of arts, help you get by. I hope to study further a few more years or so. I also hope to keep a steady high. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Will you try to change things? Use the power that you have. To think that China hasn't already started the strategies to move into Taiwan, if you're in the loop in Washington, D.C., in the military, intelligence agencies, the United States is already, these individuals are fully aware that China is already moving. With the, in the last, I think, 5 months, there have been these Asian meetings with the Asian sisters. And Vladimir Putin sent a representative to the last meeting. He wasn't there. I still think that, if I'm correct, it appears as if Vladimir Putin might not be totally well. I had heard here 3-4 months ago that he might have cancer. I, again, have looked at some of the photos. It appears he might be on steroids. Already there's talk about the next successor that will replace Vladimir Putin. And America is fully aware, NATO nations. This man, they want to remove him because this man, his strategies have been just unbelievable. China, they would prefer that Vladimir Putin continue to stay a little bit longer because it gives China more time. Xi Jinping has much more time to continue to continue the operations that China has to have conversations, dialogue, these big meetings like, you know, they have with the Asian countries. And what is it that Xi Jinping is talking, what is he saying to the Asian sisters? He's saying, number one, we are family. Number two, the Western powers are not family. And it's working. Number three, the Western powers, Japan, South Korea, some of the nations in the Philippines, all the other nations, maybe Vietnam. America is going to bail on you. And when America bails on you, you're not going to be able to protect yourself from us. We have a clear direction. Every 5 years ago, the leaders of China, we get together and we figure the strategy for the next 5 years. Well, in the next 5 years, Asian sisters, we plan to have all of you into our new economic plan. And you will be taken care of. We are going to trade with you. We will need things as a nation. You will need our money so you can continue to develop. We're all going to work together. We are going to build a great economy. We're going to build a great industrial manufacturing base. We, China, presently have been doing this for years and years, and we thank the Rockefellers for helping us, for giving us the way in which to see from Western eyes so that we can get out of our Eastern thinking, so that we can begin to become, you know, we want to become capitalists. We want capitalism. We want everybody to buy a car, to have their own little place to live. Everybody's working. We're capitalists. Capitalism is good. But there's the other C you must remember. It's going to be a CC program. Capitalism, communism. Now, is it going to be capitalism, communism, or communism, capitalism? Well, the government is absolutely clear. Communism, total, complete control of everything that you do, everything that you think. Then capitalism, you will work 50 hours a week, and you will all be right at the top of poverty. You're not going to go into the upper financial regions of wealthy, extremely wealthy, where we billionaires, we are billionaires, and we pretty much are taking over the world, and we billionaires are all over the world. And we are influencing wherever we are with what? Communist thinking. And so, communism, capitalism. It's going to be communism first, capitalism second. But the government, they learned from the West the values of capitalism. Who did Xi Jinping learn all of his economic strategies from? The West. The Rockefellers. They saw what happens when a nation finds a labor force. And when a nation controls that labor force in the industry in some other nation, they realize what can be accomplished. So what did China do? China's in South America, in Central America, China's in Africa, China's in Canada. You know, Justin Trudeau, the Queen, they still believe the England, the Five Eyes nations, they believe they're going to be able to keep China on a leash with, and also control that leash with an iron hand. They're beginning to think, well, we might have been believing a lie. For some reason, the chain isn't big enough and the iron hand isn't strong enough. China is bailing on U.S. control. And who is China riding on? Russia. Vladimir Putin. Putin brings in the BRICS thought, the concept of BRICS nations. Just the concept is a big threat to empire, a big threat to the European nations. They're kind of in a twix because they need China. The European nations need China's goods. And America, before Trump, one of the things Trump did is when he came into office, he said, we're going to have Canada and Mexico, we're going to trade with our neighbors, and we're going to trade with Europe. And the European nations have been doing very well. The corporations in Europe, they're staying alive. They're doing fairly well because they're trading with the U.S. That's a threat to China. China doesn't like that. China wants the nations to trade with her only, solely, solo. But this is what's happening, the big shift. This is a strategy by Putin and China, and it's working. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. We'll be back in a few minutes. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
It's beginning to look a lot.
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. You're wondering what to get that special someone for Christmas, and they're a prepper. Wonder no longer. 1360KHNC.com has you covered. Just click on the Patriot Supply button and find that perfect gift for that special someone today.
With plenty of survival products, from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, My Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button, only on 1360KHNC.com.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Riley here from Saddle Up in Gilcrest, Colorado. We would like to invite you down to our small town store for all your holiday shopping. We have new and used saddles, horse tack, clothing, accessories, and more. We also offer gift certificates. We're located at 1003 Ash Street in Gilcrest, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. You can call us at 303-772-7821 or visit us online at saddleupcolorado.net.
Hey, all you Sharp community members, are you ready for the next level in your haircut? If you live up here in Northern Colorado, visit us in Loveland at 4th and Garfield. You can always have a walk-in, but we highly recommend an appointment. Give us a call at 970-617-2158. Or if you live a little south, we have a shop for you in Meade, Colorado on Highway 66 and I-25, just behind the Tractor Supply. Give us a ring at 720-745-0783, and we can get you set up with a convenient appointment. We look forward to seeing you at either shop and taking care of the family. And as always, live sharp.
So there is a shakeup coming in the Eastern nations, in the Asian nations. There is a shakeup coming. There's a shakeup coming also in Europe. Now there's a Steen Jacobsen. He's the Saxo Chief Investment Officer. He said a scenario applies whether in an actual military sense, in other words, a belief in the return to the disinflationary pre-pandemic dynamics is impossible. We cannot go back to what it used to be. He says, because we entered into a global war economy. Every major power across the world is now scrambling to shore up the national security on all fronts. This is exactly what in the Old Testament, in the book of Joel, it said that there would be a time when the nations of the world would beat the plowshares into weapons. And this is what's happening right here. Every major power across the world is now scrambling to shore up their national security on all fronts. The chief officer, investment officer, Steele Jacobson, he said, that scenario applies whether in an actual military sense or due to profound supply chain energy, and even financial insecurities that have been laid bare by the pandemic experience and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. So because of those two items, because of the invasion and the pandemic, we are in a global world economy. Now, the Saxo Bank, it predicted that our old friend, God with us, Macron, will be forced to resign as China, India, and the OPEC, they openly revolt against the weaponization of the U.S. dollar. So now, Russia has already revolted. Now China is revolting. India is revolting. And remember, these two nations together, China and India, they have a massive workforce. Also the OPEC nations. So because they're revolting, then what's going to be the, what's the big hubbub? Well, I'm going to tell you what the big hubbub is to begin with. Russian banks, they have been told to develop a replacement for Apple and Google Pay. Do you know what that means? That means that less control of World Economic Forum. Less control. Russian banks told to develop replacement for Apple and Google Pay. Both payment services are no longer available in the country due to Western sanctions. Russian banks have been ordered to come up with a domestic payment service to replace Apple Pay and Google Pay. Now, not just Russia, but China and these other nations of the world are coming up with alternate ways in which to use credit card. And the National Payment Card System, NSPK, has charged banks with creating a service which would allow people to pay with their MIR cards, the MIR cards, using a smartphone and a QR code. The National Payment Card System is the operator of the MIR payment system. And the new service is expected to be ready by the end of April next year. Not too far away, 5 months roughly. This is a big threat to empire. This is a major threat. The operational bulletin published in December provides for the integration of the service by banks and merchants by the end of April 2023. We expect that by that time, banks will be ready to test the service and provide their customers with an opportunity to make payments using the technology. So, they are moving into a new system. Now, I mention this occasionally, that Christ and the, well, not Christ, but the scriptures say that indicate that in the world at the time, during the years, the decade before Christ's return, there will be two basic global economies, a Western and an Eastern. And this is what you're seeing. You're seeing the new system that is going to be used by the East, by the Eastern nations. Then what happens is, immediately the United States targets banks using Russian payment system. A number of countries have joined the Mir financial network. This is what Klaus Schwab and the whole group of criminals were hoping wouldn't happen. They were hoping to keep Russia. If Russia was on board, China would be on board, India would be on board, African nations. But Vladimir Putin, he threw a wrench into the works when he invaded Ukraine. They kicked him out of the economic system in America that World Economic Forum was going to use. Better for the whole world. We're better for it. Rick Rodriguez, we'll be back in a few minutes.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hi, I'm Sina Milanazzo, telephone technology specialist here with Liberty Communications. We are the local experts for cloud and VoIP telephone systems. If you have a traditional phone system and want to learn more about how VoIP can help your business, then call me. I'll sit down with you and we'll come up with solutions on how to keep you ahead of your competition. Call 720-399-0233 or email info@libertyvts.com. VoIP doesn't have to be a four-letter word.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life,
and greetings, we're back for the last segment. And so, with the article that I'm reading, this is out of whatdoesitmean.com, it was yesterday. So, the U.S. Treasury Department announced on Thursday today, it is ready to impose sanctions on the institution outside of Russia using the country's payment system. Here comes the Schwab Group Empire. According to the press release, financial institutions that enter into the new or expanded agreements with the national payment card system risk supporting Russia's efforts to evade U.S. sanctions through the expanded use of the Mir national payment system outside of the territory of the Russian Federation. This is verboten. The Treasury also announced sanctions on the chairman of the management board and CEO of NSPK, Vladimir Komlev, Earlier, the U.S. threatened to impose sanctions on foreign banks, in particular, Turkey's financial institutions. Well, there's a lot of oil coming through Turkey working with the Mir system. Russia started developing its own national payment system when the U.S. targeted the country with sanctions during the Obama administration at the end of that administration in 2014. Russia, that's Vladimir Putin, at that time, clients of several Russian banks were unable to use Visa and MasterCard due to the restrictions. Now, these are the nations that are going to be sanctioned. Those that are going to use this new payment system, the Russian bank system, that has already issued more than 129 million mirrored cards, these nations are, the nations that are accepting this card is Turkey, Vietnam, Armenia, South Korea, Uzbekistan, Belarus, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, South Ossetia, and Abkhazia. Now, some of these nations may be coming with Russia when Russia comes to her war in the Middle East. But these nations are just the nations that are working with the Russian system. Now, the other countries, China, India, Brazil, South Africa, again, they're all working together. These nations are all working together to have a completely separate economic system apart from the World Economic American directed system. And they're all not just not with currencies, but also with trade, with industry, with goods, food. China is separating herself from America, little by little. And we in America, Donald Trump, like I stated just before we went to the break, Donald Trump knew what was coming. He knew what the New World Order and what World Economic Forum was going to do. He knew it. So what he did was he began to already open dialogue with Mexico and with Central America, with Canada. There's going to be two systems of industry coming as well as economies. That's it for today. Rick Rodriguez, the President Drew, 1360KHNC.com for podcast. And talk to you tomorrow. Have a great evening.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.